Thoughts and Tunes, a 5-minute package called Moments of Melody. The Reader's Digest told the story of a man who had been told by his doctors that he had only a short time to live. He began to spend every spare moment at a radio station, recording reels and reels of sound tape. A few weeks before he died, he told a friend, "I can't leave the children much money, but I can help them grow up. On these tapes, I've recorded everything they need to know. I want my youngsters to remember their dad and feel that he's close to them, and this way I'll be with them for a long time." I don't suppose very many men have ever done what this father did for his children. You know, God has done this for us in a possibly an even more complete way. Yes, a more complete way. In his book, the Bible, he has recorded important things that we need to know of the past, of the present, and then how to prepare for the future.
Yesterday he died for me. Yesterday he died for me. Yesterday he died for me. Died for me. This is history. Today he lives for me. Today he lives for me. Today he lives for me. Lives for me. This is victory.
Men as witnesses in our courts, and so we can surely believe what God tells us, and God has said that Jesus is his Son. All who believe this know in their hearts that it's true. If anyone doesn't believe this, he's actually calling God a liar, because he doesn't believe what God has said about his Son. And what is it that God has said? That he's given us eternal life, and that this life is in his Son. So whoever has God's Son has life. Whoever does not have his Son does not have life. I have written this to you, who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. I like those last words there from 1 John chapter 5. So whoever has God's Son has life. Whoever does not have his Son does not have life. I have written this to you who believe in the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. Yes, he's taken care of the past, the present, and has a wonderful future for us.
Oh, friend.